Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. The year 2025 is shaping up to be one of those periods where the ground beneath our financial feet feels a little less stable, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We're talking about heightened uncertainty, unexpected volatility, and a general sense that the old rules of the game might not apply quite as neatly as they used to. It's definitely a challenging environment for investors.
And in this kind of environment, investors, especially those managing substantial sums, are constantly on the hunt for an edge, for a way to see around corners, or at least to better understand the probabilities of what might be coming. That's precisely why prediction markets are not just gaining traction, but are starting to move into the spotlight.
It's fascinating how what began as a somewhat niche playground for political bettors and crypto-native traders is now drawing serious attention from the big players, the hedge funds, and institutional investors. The reason for this shift is rooted in the very nature of the year ahead: economic turbulence, potential policy shocks, and those increasingly fragile correlations between different asset classes.
Exactly. When those correlations break down, it creates a lot of noise and makes it harder to predict how different investments will behave. This is where prediction markets come in, offering a different kind of signal, a different way to gauge future outcomes. At their core, they're platforms where people trade contracts linked to the outcome of specific future events.
Think of it like betting, but with a much more sophisticated information aggregation mechanism. Unlike traditional markets focused on asset values, prediction markets focus on the probability of specific events happening. And the evolution we're seeing is truly fascinating. They're moving from a hobbyist tool to a genuinely serious financial instrument. So, what specific factors are truly driving this significant shift in attention?
That leads us perfectly into our first key driver: enhanced signal generation and the wisdom of the crowd. One of the most compelling reasons hedge funds are turning to these markets is their ability to generate enhanced signals, especially in these turbulent times.
Right, and at the heart of this is that concept of the wisdom of the crowd. Prediction markets are a powerful mechanism for aggregating incredibly diverse pieces of information from a vast number of participants. Each trader signals their belief about the probability of an event occurring through their trades.
And when this collective intelligence is channeled through a well-designed market, it can be remarkably accurate. Contrast that with traditional research or analyst consensus, which can often be slower, more prone to groupthink, or influenced by the biases of a smaller group.
Prediction markets, on the other hand, provide real-time, granular insights into the probabilities of very specific events. We're talking about things like the likelihood of a central bank raising interest rates, an economic indicator coming in above or below a threshold, or even the chances of a geopolitical shift.
Imagine a prediction market focused on a central bank's rate decision. If analyst forecasts are split, but the prediction market shows a significantly higher probability for a different outcome, that's a powerful signal. It suggests the collective market participants have information the traditional analysts might be missing.
And numerous studies consistently show these markets are remarkably accurate in forecasting a wide range of events, often outperforming traditional polling or expert forecasts. They act like a constant, dynamic barometer of future probabilities. But beyond just generating signals, how do they offer a unique way to act on that information?
That brings us to driver number two: uncorrelated alpha and diversification opportunities. In the hedge fund world, alpha excess return over a benchmark is the holy grail, traditionally sought through complex strategies in stocks, bonds, and commodities.
But as we've discussed, traditional asset classes are showing increasingly fragile correlations, making diversification and uncorrelated alpha much harder to achieve. This is where prediction markets offer a truly compelling proposition.
Their outcomes aren't directly tied to day-to-day fluctuations of the stock or bond markets. The price reflects the probability of a specific event, not the market value of an asset. Therefore, trading on these markets can provide a source of returns genuinely uncorrelated with traditional portfolios.
This opens up significant diversification opportunities. Furthermore, hedge funds can use them as a sophisticated hedging tool. They can take positions that offset specific risks in their existing portfolios.
For example, a fund with a significant long position in a sector impacted by new legislation could bet against that legislation passing in a prediction market. If the bill passes, their portfolio might suffer, but their prediction market position would gain, hedging some of that downside risk.
It's a way to directly price and manage risks that are often abstract or difficult to hedge conventionally. This ability to isolate and trade specific event risks, independent of broader market movements, is incredibly valuable for portfolio management.
And speaking of speed, that brings us to our third key driver, real-time information and rapid response capabilities. One of the most striking features of prediction markets is the sheer velocity at which information is processed and reflected in their prices.
When new information emerges, a news report, an economic data release, a geopolitical development, it can be instantaneously incorporated into the market price of relevant contracts. This is in stark contrast to the often slower dissemination and reaction times in traditional financial news cycles.
Think about it, a major news event breaks, and it can take hours, even days, for analysts to digest it, publish reports, and for those reports to influence prices in traditional assets. In a prediction market, the price might adjust within minutes.
This immediacy is incredibly valuable for hedge funds, allowing them to make faster, more informed trading decisions. Imagine a sudden geopolitical event. Prediction markets might begin to price in related economic impacts much faster than traditional news analysis can fully develop.
This rapid information processing capability is a powerful draw for sophisticated investors looking to stay ahead of the curve. It makes you wonder how quickly we all get our most critical information these days and how that speed impacts our decision making.
It really does. And this leads us directly into our fourth driver, hypothesis testing and scenario analysis at scale. Prediction markets aren't just about generating signals or hedging risks. They serve as an incredibly sophisticated laboratory for testing hypotheses about future events.
For a hedge fund, this is invaluable. They can essentially short an outcome they believe is unlikely, or go long on an outcome they believe is underpriced by the market. This allows them to put their investment theses to the test in a direct and quantifiable way.
Beyond testing individual hypotheses, prediction markets offer the ability to model complex scenarios by observing the prices of multiple interconnected contracts. You can test the market's implied probability of a specific trade deal being signed, for instance.
Then, you can observe how that probability shifts in response to news about related political negotiations or changes in economic conditions. By analyzing various contract prices, you can build a dynamic model of how different factors influence the likelihood of a particular outcome.
It's like running a continuous, real-world simulation. You have an idea, a hypothesis about how the future might unfold, and you can immediately see how the market is pricing that possibility. If the market price doesn't align with your analysis, it's a clear indication that your hypothesis needs refinement or the market has information you haven't incorporated.
This iterative process of hypothesis, testing, and refinement is fundamental to successful investing, and prediction markets provide a powerful platform for it. Moving deeper into the mechanics, our fifth driver is the sophisticated market mechanisms and growing liquidity.
It's important to understand that many of these prediction markets are built on sophisticated technological underpinnings. Some leverage blockchain technology and smart contracts, enhancing transparency, security, and efficiency.
This technological foundation lends a degree of trust and robustness that is appealing to institutional players. But perhaps even more critical for hedge funds is liquidity, the ability to enter and exit positions without causing significant price swings.
In recent years, we've seen a notable growth in liquidity across major prediction market platforms. As more participants, including sophisticated traders and early institutional adopters, have entered, they've naturally refined market prices and provided the necessary liquidity.
This growing depth makes it increasingly feasible for larger players to deploy capital. While concerns about manipulation exist, the design of many modern markets actively aims to mitigate these risks through transparent rules and diverse participant bases.
The sheer growth in trading volume on key prediction market platforms is a strong indicator that they are maturing into viable venues for serious financial activity. And finally, we arrive at our sixth and arguably most significant driver for institutional adoption, regulatory clarity and institutional adoption itself.
For a long time, the regulatory landscape was murky, making institutional investors hesitant. However, in 2025, we're seeing a gradual but important increase in regulatory clarity, with evolving frameworks for how these markets should be regulated.
This increasing clarity is crucial for attracting institutional capital. Alongside this, we're witnessing growing acceptance and integration of prediction market data into institutional workflows and analytics. Funds are seeing the value of these data streams as a source of unique insights.
There's also the undeniable force of fear of missing out, or FOMO. As more hedge funds and institutional investors experiment with and successfully utilize prediction markets, others feel the pressure to explore these tools themselves.
They don't want to be left behind if a competitor is gaining an informational or strategic edge. We've seen timelines showing key regulatory milestones and the announcement of institutional partnerships, all signaling a clear trend towards greater mainstream acceptance.
So, to wrap things up, the convergence of these six key drivers paints a clear picture. Prediction markets are no longer just a fringe phenomenon, they are emerging as a powerful and legitimate tool in the modern investor's arsenal.
For hedge funds navigating the complexities and uncertainties of 2025, these markets offer a unique lens through which to view the future, a way to price risk more effectively, and a potential source of outsized returns. As these markets mature, their influence is only likely to grow.
It's a compelling picture, isn't it? We've laid out the what and the why behind the growing institutional interest. But I think it's crucial to really sit with the implications of this shift. We're not just talking about a new type of exotic derivative, we're talking about a fundamental change in how sophisticated market participants think about information and probability.
Let's take that enhanced signal generation point a bit further. We mentioned the wisdom of the crowd. But what does that really look like in practice? Imagine a scenario where a major tech company is about to announce its quarterly earnings. Traditional analysts might forecast revenue between $50 billion to $52 billion, with a consensus around $51 billion.
Now, picture a prediction market where contracts are trading based on whether the actual reported revenue will be above or below $51.5 billion. If, 4 days leading up to the announcement, the market consistently prices in a high probability of revenue exceeding $51.5 billion, say, 70% probability, that's a strong signal.
It suggests that a significant portion of market participants, perhaps those with access to more granular supply chain data, early customer feedback, or even insider whispers, believe the company is set to outperform expectations. This isn't just about a single earnings report.
Think about economic indicators like the Consumer Price Index, CPI. It's critical data, and the market consensus is usually captured by financial news. But prediction markets can offer a much more nuanced view. You might have contracts betting on whether the month-over-month CPI increase will be 0.3%, 0.4%, or 0.5%.
If the market is heavily weighted towards 0.5%, even if the consensus forecast is 0.4%, that signals a potential inflation surprise. For a hedge fund manager, this can inform decisions about bond portfolios, currency trades, or commodity exposure, all before the official data is released and the wider market reacts.
It's about capturing that edge, that foresight, that allows them to position themselves advantageously. And this leads back to the fragility of correlations. We've seen it repeatedly: a pandemic, a geopolitical conflict, a surprise policy shift can cause asset classes that have historically moved independently to suddenly move in the same direction.
Think about the classic risk-off trade: stocks go down, bonds go up. But during extreme stress, both can plummet as investors liquidate everything to raise cash. In such an environment, traditional diversification strategies can fail spectacularly. This is precisely why uncorrelated alpha is so sought after.
If a hedge fund can generate returns independent of broad market movements, they provide immense value to their investors, especially during downturns. Prediction markets offer a unique avenue for this because the payoff of a contract is tied to the resolution of a specific event, not the price of a stock or bond.
So, if a manager believes, based on their analysis, that a particular piece of legislation will not pass, they can buy contracts that pay out if it doesn't. The success of this trade is entirely independent of whether the S&P 500 is up or down on any given day. It's a pure bet on the probability of a discrete event.
Consider this example: a hedge fund manages a large portfolio of renewable energy stocks. Their outlook is generally positive, but they're concerned about a new regulatory bill that could impose significant compliance costs, potentially dampening growth in stock prices.
Instead of selling their renewable energy holdings, they can go to a prediction market and sell contracts that pay out if the bill passes. If the bill passes, their stocks might decline, but the profits from their prediction market position can offset a significant portion of that loss.
Conversely, if the bill fails, their stocks might rally, and their prediction market position would lose value, but that loss is offset by the gains in their core holdings. It's a direct, quantifiable way to hedge specific, event-driven risks that are notoriously difficult to manage through traditional means.
This ability to isolate and trade specific future probabilities, independent of broader market sentiment, is a game-changer for risk management. The speed aspect is also something that bears repeating. In the age of instant communication, the traditional financial news cycle can feel glacial.
A major economic report comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The initial market reaction might be swift, but the in-depth analysis, the commentary from seasoned economists, the recalibration of forecasts, that takes time. In a prediction market, however, the price of a contract reflecting, say, the probability of the Federal Reserve hiking interest rates by 50 basis points can adjust within minutes of a key inflation print or a hawkish speech.
This real-time feedback loop is invaluable. It allows traders to react to new information almost instantaneously, to test their assumptions against the collective wisdom of the market as it's being formed, not hours or days later. Let's paint a picture with a geopolitical example.
Imagine tensions flare up between two major trading partners. A prediction market might immediately begin to price in a higher probability of sanctions being imposed. This would manifest as a decrease in the price of contracts betting on normal trade, and an increase in contracts betting on trade disruptions.
A hedge fund with exposure to companies heavily reliant on trade between those two nations can see this shift in probabilities in real time. They don't have to wait for a formal announcement of sanctions or for analysts to publish reports on the potential impact.
The market itself is signaling the changing landscape. This allows them to adjust their positions, perhaps by hedging their exposure or even by taking a contrarian bet if they believe the market is overreacting. The speed at which these markets process and reflect information is a significant competitive advantage.
Now, the hypothesis testing and scenario analysis aspect. This is where prediction markets move beyond just being a signal generator or a hedging tool. They become a dynamic laboratory for investment ideas. A hedge fund manager might have a thesis: I believe company X's new product launch will be significantly more successful than the market currently anticipates.
In a traditional setting, they might buy the stock, perhaps write call options, and then wait to see if their thesis plays out. In a prediction market, they can go further. They can purchase contracts that pay out if the product launch meets certain success metrics, like achieving over $1 billion in sales in the first quarter post-launch.
If the market is pricing this outcome with a low probability, it tells them their hypothesis might be correct, and the stock is potentially undervalued. But they can also test why the market might be skeptical. Are there contracts related to the regulatory approval timeline? Are there contracts related to competitor response?
By observing the prices of multiple interconnected contracts, they can triangulate the market's collective view on the various factors that could influence their core hypothesis. It's like having a sophisticated weather forecasting system for financial events.
You can test the probability of a hurricane, a major economic shock, assess the likelihood of different storm paths, various geopolitical scenarios, and understand the potential impact on different regions, asset classes. If your own analysis suggests the market is underestimating the probability of a severe storm, you can position yourself accordingly.
Conversely, if the market is pricing in a catastrophic event that you believe is unlikely, you can take the opposite side. This iterative process of forming a hypothesis, observing how the market prices the associated probabilities, and then refining your hypothesis based on that feedback is incredibly powerful.
It forces a discipline of thought and a constant engagement with new information. Let's talk about the mechanics, the sophisticated market mechanisms, and growing liquidity. This is crucial for institutional adoption. A hedge fund can't deploy millions of dollars into a market where a few large trades can completely distort prices.
That's where liquidity comes in. As more participants, including large, sophisticated ones, enter these markets, they naturally deepen. Think of it like a busy stock exchange versus a small, illiquid over-the-counter market. On a busy exchange, you can buy or sell large blocks of shares with minimal impact on the price.
The same principle applies to prediction markets. The growth in trading volume on platforms like Kalshare, Polymarket, or Augur is a testament to their increasing maturity. Furthermore, the underlying technology is evolving.
Blockchain-based prediction markets, for example, offer a level of transparency and immutability that is highly attractive to institutions. Every trade, every resolution, can be recorded on a public ledger, reducing the potential for disputes or manipulation. Smart contracts automate the execution of trades and settlement.
While concerns about manipulation are valid, the design of these markets often incorporates checks and balances. For instance, markets focused on quantifiable, objective events are less susceptible to subjective manipulation than those focused on, say, the outcome of a sporting event.
The sheer growth in the number and diversity of participants creates a more robust and resilient market. And finally, the regulatory aspect. This is often the gatekeeper for institutional money. For a long time, the ambiguity surrounding prediction markets kept many large players on the sidelines.
However, as we've seen regulatory bodies in various jurisdictions begin to provide clearer guidelines, defining what constitutes a regulated prediction market and outlining permissible event types, the path for institutional adoption has become much clearer.
This isn't to say it's a free-for-all. There are still significant regulatory hurdles and ongoing debates. But the trend is undeniable, a move towards greater clarity and, in many cases, towards regulated environments that institutional investors can operate within.
The fear of missing out factor, FOMO, is also a potent driver. When a few prominent hedge funds start publicly discussing their use of prediction markets, or when their performance reports hint at strategies that leverage event-driven probabilities, others take notice.
They see competitors potentially gaining an informational edge or developing novel hedging techniques. This creates a snowball effect. As more institutions enter, they bring more capital, which increases liquidity, which in turn makes the markets even more attractive to other institutions.
It's a virtuous cycle that is propelling these markets into the mainstream financial consciousness. We're seeing the emergence of data providers specializing in prediction market analytics, and financial news outlets are starting to incorporate prediction market probabilities into their coverage.
So, when we look at the landscape of 2025, and we see these six drivers converging, the need for better signals, the quest for uncorrelated returns, the demand for real-time information, sophisticated hypothesis testing, market maturation, and evolving regulation, it all points to a significant shift.
Prediction markets are transitioning from a curiosity to a strategic imperative for many in the investment world. They offer a unique lens, a different way of processing information, and a powerful new set of tools for navigating uncertainty. It's a fascinating space to watch, and for those who can master its nuances, the potential rewards are substantial.
The old playbook is being rewritten, and prediction markets are a key part of that new narrative. That concludes our deep dive into why hedge funds are increasingly turning to prediction markets. Thank you for joining us on Bagu Media, Finance.
It's been a pleasure. We've covered the enhanced signal generation and the wisdom of the crowd, opportunities for uncorrelated alpha and diversification, real-time information and rapid response capabilities, hypothesis testing and scenario analysis at scale, sophisticated market mechanisms with growing liquidity, and finally, regulatory clarity and institutional adoption.
We also touched on the key factors, the strengths and insights, and the challenges and weaknesses associated with each. It's clear these markets are maturing rapidly and offer significant potential for those willing to engage with them strategically.
Indeed. The ability to leverage collective intelligence for granular probability assessments, the potential for genuine diversification, the speed of information processing, the sophisticated analytical tools they provide, the increasing robustness of the platforms, and the evolving regulatory landscape all contribute to their growing importance.
While challenges like ensuring diverse participation, avoiding overreactions to incomplete information, correctly interpreting market signals, and navigating fragmented regulations remain, the strengths and opportunities appear to be increasingly outweighing them for sophisticated investors.
It's a dynamic space, and we'll certainly be keeping a close eye on its continued evolution. Thanks again for tuning in.